county land zoned for particular purposes. In other words, we should have agricultural land, but not voluntary agricultural land. We should know what's going to happen around us. We saw a study which predicts that if the county maintains its AR1 zoning throughout, that we're looking at a million more homes. And of course, we're talking about a lot more than that in people and automobiles and pollution. We feel that until the Inland Bays has a protection plan, which is implemented by DENREC, there should be no more building around the Inland Bays. It should just stop until that plan is implemented. That is the pollution control strategy for the Inland Bays. And it's been batting around this state since 1998. And it needs to be implemented, and the county needs to cooperate with the state in this regard. These are our assets. These are the things that bring people here. This is an economic matter. I would like to see, we don't want these special development tax districts. Again, you're going to increase taxes on people who would be living here, on the taxpayers. The taxpayers will be bearing the brunt of what the developers want to do. And it's a very bad plan. It's a very weak economic plan. It's a bad idea. I see that you're talking about moderately priced housing. I've seen some of the numbers you're talking about, and that's not moderately priced to me. I want to see more done for low-income housing, and I think the county has a responsibility to help the people living in manufactured home parks. They're under a tremendous pressure. The park owners are increasing their rents dramatically, and those are the people who retired here, people who served in the military to defend this country, and people who are taking a lot of the low-income jobs. And they need help. Excuse me. And I happen to live on Plantation Road, which is DelDOT's idea of what should be a four-lane highway. No, six lanes, plus a bike trail. It's called the Western Parkway, and I would request that you remove that term from your plan. The Western Parkway is a road to nowhere. It is a mess, and the people who live in that area have formed a group called the No Build Coalition. I belong to it, too. We don't want the parkway. We're talking about 2,500 to 3,000 people who live in that area, and they don't want the Western Parkway, whether it's colored orange, yellow, or green. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who's next? No one else would like to speak? Okay.
Good evening. My name is Gail White. I reside at 39 Gainsborough Drive in Lewis, Delaware. I'm a member of the Citizens Coalition. I serve on the board of directors of the coalition, and I have our letter to be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Board. But before I do that, I just want to make the point, and it's our number one point in our letter, that the plan that is produced has the force of law. And what I mean by that is that we get rid of terms like should or may or ought to and replace them with terms like shall and must and will, so that the county council can guide development, provide effective terms that direct the growth that is clear not only to the applicants but will give the elected officials the strength to make decisions that will manage growth, create sustainable development, and in turn protect and preserve the community we call Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Mr. Kramer, it looks like it's you if you want to go. I'm sorry, somebody else? Okay, very good.
Good evening. My name is Betty Deacon. I live at 18201 Hickory Lane in Lewis, Delaware, which is in the community of Sandy Bright. I live in an unincorporated town, so I'm not represented by anybody but myself. I don't have a mayor or anyone else but my councilman. Because of that, myself and Joan Deaver organized